It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's a
Josh
and
Tom
and it's a Nick episode.
I'm here.
How are you doing?
Good. Hold on. I'm doing some stuff. I had to re-download Zoom on my computer because I delete it every time I'm done using it.
Yeah. Nick's in China right now.
Yeah.
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah,
he's learning kung fu is what it is. We're coming after all the other podcasts, and what better way to do it than one of us to learn martial arts? And because your ass is going to kill you, and my diet is eventually going to kill me, yeah. We needed the only person who's in shape to do it, and that's Nick.
Well, if you consider me in shape, I guess.
Well, like Josh and I are different forms of shapes. You are at least a shape. So that's what counts.
Yeah.
That's I'm a stick. I knew that was coming.
We're ovular in nature.
I think we're more like amoebas, just molten.
Yeah. Fucking Jabba.
Yeah. Jabba.
Are you posting this video?
Yeah. No.
We should.
Okay.
We should see. Yeah.
Because like our dicks are out right now.
Our dicks are out as a rock.
You guys are docking?
We're docking.
Dude.
We're bro docking.
Yeah.
How was Thanksgiving, fellas?
It was good.
You go first. Tell us about
how was your Thanksgiving?
Poppy Scarps being in.
Well, Thursday, the actual day of Thanksgiving, we just hung out, really made brunch, and he watched football, and I played Red Dead in separate rooms. So
played Spider-Man.
I didn't.
No, I'm fucking mad at you about Spider-Man.
Why are you mad at me about it?
Because you were like, "Oh, that's the next game I'm gonna get. Oh, it looks cool." And I was like, "I'm gonna get Spider-Man. Spider-Man does sound kind of cool, and it fucking sucks."
He doesn't like it at all.
I didn't even get it yet. I bought it for Luch for his birthday.
Man,
what's
he liked it? I'm not gonna play it for a while. I may not even play it.
Luchi's easy to please. You can please.
I'm being swayed by the internet. I mean, so
Luchi's so easy to please. I'm like trying to give him like a joint to smoke, and he's like, nah. Just like hock a loogie in my mouth so I have extra to clear my throat with.
We could I feel like we could blow his mind with like a simple card trick. I feel
dude, speaking of card tricks, we should play some Monopoly this weekend.
Yeah, we need to get some Monopoly.
Monopoly night. Female Ryan will be in, so
nice.
Female Ryan.
Yep.
It'd be nice to have the real Ryan play Monopoly with us.
Dude.
I got fucking Boardwalk. That's in Connecticut, right?
We should try to do like a worst it's fans me. Christmas. You know, we're all getting each other gifts.
Yeah, we are.
So like,
should we get the fans something?
I mean, if they're a part of...
I already sent them those fucking shirts.
Yeah, but we also owe them like a Christmas card that's part of the Patreon.
I thought it was birthday cards.
We take a Christmas card together.
Yeah.
I really should update the tiers. Is when I was like more commie-pilled, and now I've become more conservative in my age, you know?
Yeah, we want to get better equipment.
Yeah,
it's really not even like we're not making any money from this. We are just wanting to buy some cool shit and then, you know.
Just stockpiling so you buy something cool.
Yeah, you guys did good buying a little mixer, so
It's dude, that was so good. Nice.
Best oh, purchase. Dude, it's so good. We can finally record this just sitting here on the couch.
Yeah.
And honestly, getting way more comfortable with Zoom and all that. Our interviews have been pretty awesome.
Yeah, they've been good when we're not. You know, I'm not making bleepable moments because I go a little too hard to the Trevor Bauer.
The one wasn't even that bad.
The Trevor Bauer one?
Yeah.
Didn't
I don't know why it was bleeped. You told me. Yeah.
Oh,
wasn't
that
bad?
I mean,
it's nothing
not
worse.
Bad
it's
bad
not.
Archie.
It's not worse than what I said about certain people. So.
By Aubrey Huff.
Huff.
I don't. It's not so much that it's like beyond like us. It's just that I don't know.
If our guest
wants to like see a clip of be associated with a clip of that, and now I just mentioned it, I guess we can release the unedited version.
Okay, folks,
I have to.
Yeah,
the only bit was is that the Rangers should sign Trevor Bauer because that way Mike Maddox can teach him the way to double claw women's throats next time he's assailing them. That's all.
No, it's a great joke, Josh.
Great joke. I can hear the applause from across the street.
Yeah,
they're going ape shit right now.
Yeah, no, every asshole in 12 blocks just tightened up.
Yeah.
But it's about to explode. It's good.
Yeah. I got him clinching, baby.
Let's break it down. Mike Maddox is going to teach a, I would say, sexual. Hi, Ginger. We're gonna have Ginger distract from this. It's a great joke. We're gonna leave this one in.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that cat. Look at that cat. Hey, look at that cat there.
Show me that primordial pouch.
Come on, Dutch. Let me pet that kitten.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, little Jenny.
Give me some shotgun action with it.
Oh, look at that wiggle. Ooh. Girl wobble.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's an accordion.
You should rip that cat in half.
We should.
I would never. She's the best.
Oh, she's built like an infant. That means your dog
it's
will
like
eat her.
You and Thor when you were drunk at 1860s, and holding Tyler, and you're like, "Let's pull him in half,
rip him in half."
That's actually hilarious.
What a good little kitten.
Yeah,
where's the demon?
Laying on my bed, probably.
Dude, so. I don't know what's up with my YouTube algorithm, but the newest like videos has been recommending is this just like a groomer lady. And not like Josh Giddy level,
like a teacher like a teacher at Kelly High School in Clinton, Missouri.
Oh, Kelly had another.
They had
rats.
Two.
Jesus Christ!
They had two fucking chicks who were just bang. Oh, dude, it
Oopsie.
Gets worse. I was reading the article, and
oh my God,
one of the teachers is a special education teacher, and I was like, oh no. But it didn't say it was one of her direct students, so I was like, I'm hoping it was just some like yeehaw boy who's like. Yeah,
I remember like the ed department teachers being so put off. They're like, "This is Tom's the Mets Twitter is going to be right about him." I'm like, "Nope, never even thought about it." Like rule one for those who want to be teachers out there, it's pretty easy: don't fuck the kids. That's it. You can be a teacher if you just follow that one rule: don't fuck the kids. They passed me. They tried not to.
It actually happened at St. Vincent's. Our PE coach fucked a chick.
Really?
And then we had a. Who's Coach Long?
Coach, that is a terrible
coach. Yeah.
Hugh was his first name. Hugh.
Hugh Long. Yeah, no, Coach Long. And then we were like, "What?"
His name was Richard.
Richard Dick Long.
What happened to Coach Long in at PE? We always played kickball. And
but the whole school has his bags. So your teacher's like flipping a.
I had his bag.
Flipping a chair.
The bitch
chair they around.
Got to replace him had a bowl cut, and then she made us run Roman candles in the parking lot for PE. And I'm like, this is not education. I'm just running.
Yeah.
And then we got our football coach, and that guy was cool. He's like, "Guys, I got a little game here. It's called pumpkin ball." And basically, you hit a volleyball with a baseball bat, and it was like normal kickball rules.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, that game was tight. Pumpkin ball rules.
Yeah, anyone can be a teacher.
Yeah.
It's an overrated profession. Yeah. That's why.
There was a guy at my middle school who he taught for like 2 years, and then he got caught because he didn't actually have a teaching degree.
He could probably get hired now because teacher shortage is so bad. So my school I graduated from, Puxico, they lost like 20-something teachers and aides this past like school year.
Do they even have that many teachers in the fucking school?
Puxico's probably like, a lot of like aides.
Do they need that many?
Is Puxico like a 2,000-person town?
No, it's 1,000, but it services like Wapapello, huge area.
Okay.
But it's like a 2A school. But like, yeah, they lost, like, schools around here aren't even taking people with like 4-year degrees. They're taking them with associates and like sending them back to school.
Hey, I got the associates in secondary ed. Let me loose. Let me mold some minds, baby.
No. Yeah, you know what? You and I should be teachers. We should be co-teachers, like parents, co-parents, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we should
do. We can teach people a lot.
Yeah. You'll be good cop. I'll be bad cop. Right,
dude, I would be such a good cop.
You're always a good cop.
I was, although I was a hard ass as a TA. I'm like, you miss a discussion forum deadline, zero.
Boom, fuck.
I don't give a fuck. You're done. Get out of my class.
Yeah, no, no. How we should do it is I teach and you run the rest of the class as a union boss. So you're doing the logistics and all that. And you just have a desk, mountains of papers that you're signing off on. You have suspenders.
I've got a stamp.
Exactly. You got a striped dress shirt with a little stain on it. You have a tie that you tied right down here to like right between your tits and all that. You got a big fucking cigar that you're chomping on. We're unionizing the classroom. Nicky, Nico.
I'll let you guys finish your monologue.
No, but what were some of your favorite teacher moments?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Oh, shit, I'll have to think about it, man.
Fucked one of his teachers. Yeah.
No, I never got to.
Yeah.
Would have, but.
You would have?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Repulsive Josh.
Start gargling.
Well, yeah, because apparently my room is a piss stained mattress.
We all know. Nick stands up to
parallel universe Josh, dude. That's insane.
That looks more like Mark, to be honest.
It does look more like Mark, but you know.
The Rastafarian.
His name's Josh. That's you.
The Rastafarian white. I showed someone at work that, and I still don't see it. They're like, yeah, I could see it. I'm like, what the fuck? Hold up, pussy. A pussy eat red. Give her some toothpaste, and then she give me head. Clean off my dick. I don't know.
Doesn't sound Jamaican at all.
No, he's got pipes.
And neither does Jar Jar Binks, but, you know, we don't have to go back.
We want to relitigate. He
really wants to pass for that. About to leave this meeting right now.
Oh, Nick, you can't leave us.
No, I can't.
We're brothers. We're shirt brothers.
Shirt brothers.
Yeah. Shirt.
I'm wearing a Boston Celtics t-shirt. Just so everyone knows, I'm the racist on the podcast tonight.
That's coming out of context and going right into the TikTok.
Yeah, that's going on. We're emailing that to the boss.
I think Dave Portnoy gets a bad rep.
I think he didn't do it.
Yeah. I think Red Sox fans are the least racist.
Yeah. I mean, it's not illegal to shove pizza up a girl's ass. Like, that's, you know, that's
something. Put it in my shitter.
Cram it in my shitter. Give me that.
Too real.
I really liked you and Kyle's podcast, you guys and Kyle's. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Kyle is the best.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hey, I'm going to be linking up with Stu later next month.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting drinks with him and Jeff.
Nice. Get a photo.
You going to Jeffco?
Well, not Jefferson County, but
Jeff City.
Because my dad lives there, right? So I'm gonna go there on the 23rd on his birthday. He'll be getting in from a trip, but I'm gonna be like, well, I'm gonna go get drinks with Stu.
Boom.
Yeah,
bring him.
I'll be sick.
We're gonna
move in. We got a third room.
Yeah, we're gonna record.
He's coming, Cape,
dude. Be like, yeah, you can go record with Nick. He's like, no, really? Like, yeah. I'm like, what up?
Do you ever send him those beats you wrote while you were drugged out on the airplane?
Yeah.
No, I never finished them.
No. He actually messaged me about it. He was like, where are these fucking beats I wanted from Nick? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'll talk about it. He's like, it's really fucking up my album.
Yeah.
He told Josh.
I need him here.
Well, Josh,
I work better with people in person. Like, that's just how I work.
You got a really big cooler there. Just put him in that. Nice and comfortable.
Nick or
Stu? You can stuff them in there.
Oh, you should put Nick in it and surprise him. Be like, Stu, I brought something for you. Oh, it's like when you leave a dog in a hot car.
It was
push this into the river.
It was a particularly bad case of a boy being cut in half.
Of a boy being crushed inside of a cooler. At least you put ice on him.
Yeah.
Nick's holding his baby. Little baby Jims. Look at that kitten. I guess we can talk baseball. Is anyone happy about the Sonny Gray signing?
Yeah.
I stewed on it. No. I thought about it for a day. I'm like, all right, this is a good signing. However, it's a little too much money if I'm the Cardinals, but they backloaded that bitch. So
they did. 10,
which
25.
Whatever. It's like it doesn't really matter because Goldie will be off the books if they don't extend him. So it's just like that's $20-some million. Because if they extend Goldie, he's getting 26, 27 a year.
Really think Goldie's going to command that much?
Yeah.
It'll be short term, but
yeah. 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 It'll be 2 years at 40 mil, maybe. Maybe like 48. I don't know.
Like 3 years, 100 million total. I could see that.
Maybe over 30 mil, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting that.
I don't think he'll get over it. But I think at this point with the MVP finally under his belt that he'll want some money. Yeah. Depending on this year too, if they don't extend him before the beginning of the season, so.
Yeah, I mean, I want the Cardinals to trade Goldie.
Me too. I want him to trade him to the Blue Jays for Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah.
We're going to trade a guy in his mid-20s for
Blue Jays are fucking dumb, man. They can do it.
I mean, Goldie's been going to Driveline, apparently.
They traded us for Paul DeJong. They're dumb.
Yeah, but we didn't get much for Pauly D. So.
Yeah, I mean...
We got something.
We got Sim Robert and another...
What about Prieto? Or we got him from the Orioles.
We picked up that catcher.
Yeah.
But
God, I forgot how many goddamn trades they made. That's nuts.
Hustling Mo out there trying to
Texas baby,
trying to fix his legacy as it comes to an end.
Yeah.
So
there hasn't been much news today. Luis Severino signed with the Mets, which is hilarious.
That's a guy I wish we would have gone after over like Lynn or Gibson.
No,
like, I don't mind
dude.
One or the other, but
he's fucking broken parts, dude. He's damaged goods.
I mean, we've won like Tyler Glasnow, though. I mean, Severino's stuff hasn't like declined. So he's kind of expected to low risk, high reward type of guy.
I thought his stuff had. Didn't he get sent down to AAA last year?
No.
They should have DFA'd him. They almost did.
Somebody on the Yankees that got sent down, I thought.
Severino was beat up, but like his thing was.
Yeah, it might have been something like he was in, their training complex in Florida or some shit.
The big thing was like his fastball didn't decline. It was like as hard as it was like 2 or 3 years ago. So I think that's something to kind of look forward to. It means his arm's still pretty strong. Just change the scenery. I've been actually thinking about doing like a list on this. My new little autistic obsession is tell me if you guys think it's true or not. Guys that get traded to New York or sign contracts with New York do worse than they were prior to their team.
Sorry, New York? I don't understand.
The Yankees. New York!
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Yankees.
I got you.
They signed with the Yankees.
It happens to both New York teams.
Yeah, so like if...
Scherzer wasn't good. Verlander was not good.
The only guy I could think that was good was DJ LeMahieu for like 2 out of the 5 seasons they've had him.
Yeah,
and then like, 2 of those years was juice balls. So
Lance,
whatever.
Lance Lynn went there, posted like a 4
bad,
horrible ERA. Sonny Gray sucked there.
Kobe Ellsbury wasn't bad.
Dude, it's the fucking culture.
I
think.
Yeah, but he was like a MVP runner up, but he declined horribly.
Yeah.
Maybe Judge is just different beast.
He's built different.
Built different.
Yes.
And Gerrit Cole won like Cy Young, but this was like his Cy Young season was maybe like his 3rd or 4th best of his career.
Yeah.
Like, I think the
Yankees, the year Verlander won over Gerrit Cole was
Cole
fucking bullshit.
I think like,
oh my God, I looked at those numbers again and Verlander did nothing better than Cole.
Yeah, Cole had more Ks. I think Verlander had maybe more innings, and that was it.
So what?
But I thought like Cole was clearly the best pitcher. That was
fuck the Astros, but really fuck Justin Verlander and that shit is just annoying. That shit's just annoying.
I think.
Oh my god.
I think anytime like I hear like because I heard Brian Cashman talk about this when he threw Stanton under the bus. Is that, you know, whenever they bring up, like, you know, New York is a hard place to play. I'm like, no, it's not. It's just you guys fucking suck and your fans fucking suck. Like, that's really what it is. I mean, you broke Joey Gallo. We already named off, like, five other players that perform worse whenever they went there. So what's the deal? You guys have a short porch. Like, Matt Carpenter was awesome for, like, 50 games. And what, is that your guys' big guy?
Yeah, that's because of their right field is fucking a cakewalk to hit a dinger.
Right? And they didn't have him play the field and get mangled out there. Like, I feel like, you know, and I'm going to make something on this, but like, am I onto something here? Like, anytime, like, you get traded to the Yankees or if you sign as a free agent, you can kind of be like, yeah, my career is about to take a big step back, most likely.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, CC Sabathia was great, but like, he wasn't as elite when he went to the Yanks. I mean,
yeah, he was getting older, and he had so many innings on his arm, too.
I mean, that's, yeah, but...
CC, I'll give a pass on that one. And, you know, Cole's made his money's worth, so, but, I mean, he was far more dominant, like when he was in Houston. And it ain't so much the age thing, because, like, he was, you know, Gerrit Cole now is way better than he was when he was with the Pirates, but, like, those late 20s Gerrit Cole, I mean, he ain't gonna be recapturing that anytime soon.
Yeah.
But, like, I think if you go to Yankees, you know, yeah, maybe you'll flourish. But, I mean, Jason Giambi didn't improve. Mark Teixeira had one amazing year, and then he declined.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows, man? Just, the curse.
Yeah, maybe the cursed. Maybe Yankees just take older guys. I don't know. But, I mean, Gray's been, what, 4 or 5 years removed from them, and he's arguably been top 15 pitcher in baseball.
Well, it's also a business, too. So, you know, they want to have big names to pack the seats, even if it's guys at the tail end of their prime, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess that it's just like, you know, maybe whenever they deal out a contract, I just feel like that's, you know, you deal out like a 6 or 7 year contract to a guy for one or two productive seasons like that. I guess that's the, you know, the trade-off you make on it. It just seems like kind of odd for the Yankees to do that, but hey, they're going to get Soto. Or Yamamoto.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think any of these teams that are rumored to get these guys aren't going to get them. I don't think that's just the Braves and the Reds were closing in on Sonny Gray, and the Cardinals were mentioned one time, long ago. And then all of a sudden we wake up and Sonny Gray signs. So, no, there is no piss I'm drinking this year. Yeah, and I hope MLB Nerds wakes up with a fucking hemorrhoid worse than anything Josh has had. So.
Yeah, they
and a UTI and a kidney stone and COVID.
And
I hope he has all that shit happen to him. That fucking little prick, Jesus.
Jesus,
God, you put a little extra Italian stank on that.
Jesus Christ, you get on your floor,
you fucking prick.
I can't say words.
Says I look like the Iranian
say, man. No, that's my
fucking Irish drunk.
You fucking Irish drunk.
That's just my statement about MLB nerds.
Is it
go John fuck yourself?
Is that the guy, the fucking MLB reporter pulls everything out of his asshole?
I mean, it's Bob Nightingale too, but
Bob is great though. Like, if you guys really like,
if he does his actual reporting, is great. It's
like,
just...
if you sit back and just watch Bob tweet, yeah, it's silly, but like, he's on it.
Yeah.
All the time. He's silly as fuck. He's not John Morosi. He's not, what the fuck, his nuts.
John Heyman, too.
Heyman's a mess. God.
It came out that Gray had pretty much made the Cardinals a priority, like, as early as last season, about, like, wanting to be.
That's what
home.
He says.
I mean, it's what's, you know, at least coming out, it's reported. I mean, I'm sure, like, the Reds.
There's always so much fluff. It's like
in.
It's like the Yamamoto and Yankees bullshit. Oh, we're saving 18 for Yamamoto. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I think
like, I don't know. I mean, Gray's a good signing for me. I like that. It's just, this is the thing we were bitching about, what, like, 10, 15 episodes ago, is that if Gray's the only guy you signed, then, like, I feel like this offseason is kind of not a success. I know people are bringing up, like, you bring in two established innings eaters, but, like, we already know, like, we kind of know what the ceiling is for, like, a Kyle Gibson and a Lance Lynn at this point.
I don't even, like, I want Yamamoto, obviously, more than anything, but shit, dude, if you brought back, I mean, Monty, like, that 1-2, I take that all fucking day, especially if we make it to the postseason.
And if you can offload,
I'd be fine with Stroman too, dude. I really would.
Of course, you would be fine with Stroman.
I'd be fine with Stroman. Let's be real, like
I have
publicly dunked on him many of times. All right,
he's still demanding an apology from you.
What did I do?
Just dunking on Stroman.
That was every Cardinal fan during that Michaelis spat.
Whatever you called him a troglodyte, that was the last straw.
Yeah, I'm still not blocked by him. I never got blocked by him, even when I had my old Twitter account. So
yeah. I mean, if they bring back Stroh, I will hope they someone at least ask him, like, hey, so what's up with the fucking the Jew-hating thing that you...
They're not going to. You think Katie Wu's going to be the one who asks him that?
That'd be
hilarious.
Oh, maybe beyond that, just like the organization. I mean, they have to be aware of that. That's, you know, maybe why Stroh may not get as big of a bag as he's thinking, or maybe a little harder for him to do. But yeah. I don't know.
I hope it comes out that he opted out because he didn't want to play for the Cubs.
That'd be very funny. He's like, Craig Council, fuck this.
Overrated. Anyway, next.
Yeah. So what we're hearing now is that with how Gray's contract is backloaded, we have now realistically what, 17 to 20 mil?
Shit tons of money, baby.
Well, and was that Ben Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. His calculations are like, we'll have more like 25 million. To spend, but I think that's assuming like O'Neill and all those guys get moved or something.
They will.
I feel like we're only going to get minimal back for those guys. We're going to get a couple of fringe good relief pitchers for like O'Neill, you know, maybe a prospect, maybe get like a 2-for-1, like a good relief pitcher and then a prospect. I legitimately feel like the seat or the Manoah for Carlson thing is going to happen. It just seems too perfect, you know.
Two Lance Lynns on this team, that'd be tight.
Too big, yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now,
sign
our starting rotation,
Yamamoto or Montgomery or Snell or Stroman, and then get Manoah. If you can't get Glasnow, if you can't get Cease, just do that. Sign one more guy and trade for Manoah. Fuck it.
If you want
a reclamation project, fuck Luis Severino. He's been bad for a long time, and Manoah has been bad for 1 year.
Well, Manoah's stuff has taken such a huge step back. Blake Newberry.
Well, he needs to get around different coaches then. That's probably the thing.
Well, I don't know if this is like
the organization for it.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the organization to fix it, though. But
he
like,
needs to go to
I
LA.
Would just welcome. I just welcome Manoah just because like our current starting rotation looks like they were all at fucking Jan 6. So
yeah, I think that's a nice.
Yeah, trade. we need some color in that rotation for sure.
I mean, who's gonna take the place of the Redbird runner? You know, with him.
Any of us can do it. Do you want to do it?
Could it be like a red, like a Cardinal, like jogger? Maybe like, do I have to run? Just sprint.
I'd just be like the Redbird crawler, and you just crawl, and I'd be like, I'm the Eggman. Eggman, you'd be like eggs. That's what you can
exactly.
Do. Yeah, put a little pink flamingos in it.
the
flamingo runner, baby.
Say cheese, bitch.
Say cheese. the way you said that was so good.
I had that
good.
Fucking holster and ready.
Say cheese.
Say cheese. We could have cheesed you. Remember
fuck?
That when Nick came over and you were passed out. Just saw him.
When did he come over and I was passed out?
Did you forget that when he came over?
Like last week?
Yeah.
I was awake.
You ate an egg sandwich in front of me.
You woke up after we like made
no,
a bunch
I was
of
sitting there awake. I saw him walk in. I mean, I was fucking pilled out. But,
yeah.
You know.
Off good. That bean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Off the oxycodone for my.
Thawing logs over there.
I do. I definitely have sod logs on that couch.
Yeah. Butthole's better.
I'm back at work. So when this wraps up, I have pre-gamed with a oxycodone before the pod. And then I'm gonna go take a shit and then immediately to hop in the bath afterwards. So yeah,
soak in your poopy butthole water
pretty much. Yep. Yeah, my,
and then I'm bringing you some eggs,
my bro bra.
His bro bra.
you gotta rinse the ass before you take a bath. That's a
I just rinse. I mean, I'm gonna shower anyways. So
he's very over it.
Yeah,
is the thing.
Yeah, so I gotta as long as I can shit in the evening after work, I'm okay.
That dump you took, man, that you showed us.
Yeah, Nick, you didn't get to see it, but it was
horrifying. He took.
I only do farts, man. That's it. Dude, only it farts.
Like, yeah. It was like a soda can and like girth. And like 8 inches long, and I had.
Like, you're like a fucking bear in hibernation, pushing that cork out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like two people spooning, and then he poured like strawberry crush over them.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a heavy amount of blood.
There was.
But you know, hey,
it was a good dump. It was great shit.
Friend of the pod who I work with, let's call her Brittany. I just got a text from her on Sunday.
Did you show her your shit?
No, but she's literally was just messaging me like, "How's the asshole doing?"
Tom's doing fine.
Yeah. So. Which, yeah, we tried to FaceTime Nick today, but he did not answer.
He did not know.
He was working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a Mr. Dust breathing over your neck.
Have what?
Mr. Dust.
Sorry.
Of dust.
No, he wasn't. He's cool. He doesn't bother anybody.
He's harmless.
He's harmless.
He's like a nice little sheep.
I wish someone asked me about
mine. My boss figured out.
Yeah.
Loves, I think you should leave. Like, is as equally obsessed with it as we are. And she's like, oh my God, there's only like two people I know who like this.
Did you like walk in on him? He's like, I'm trying to do these fucking eggs.
No, it's a she.
Oh, she.
But, gosh, what'd she say her favorite skit was?
I got sewed into the pants of the big boy.
And popcorn.
No, the tables. Tables is her favorite one. Yeah.
Dude.
And then I sent her a GIF and an email of the Club Aqua dancing me. In an email, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Detroiters, I got a Paramount subscription now.
It's on there?
It bangs. Dude,
it's so fucking funny.
We're going to have to, I'm going to have to borrow that so me and...
It's Bradshaw. Emma can watch. I'm sure he won't mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great intro music.
Oh, dude.
All right, so what? Sonny Gray, you guys, I gave you my take. I like it. It's fine. Yeah.
Is he an ace?
He's a two.
There's not 30 other pitchers better than him in the league, I wouldn't say.
I don't think there's. I was looking at it in terms of like.
That definition, yes.
Let me look at this. Someone broke.
Was Pablo Lopez better than him last season? Probably not. But is he better overall?
Pablo Lopez was younger, though.
He's younger by a couple years.
I thought Pablo Lopez was like 28 last year. Or am I just dumb?
You're just dumb.
I'm
a fucking idiot. Let me check some real quick.
He's on the fan graphs. He's cooking.
Sonny Gray's 10th in fan graphs war. And then he's also, since 2019, he's also by ERA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
I can't read. Anyway, he's 16th in ERA. So top 15 pitchers.
I'm just saying, on the Cardinals, is he the ace? Yes.
Oh, he's the ace on the team. But
is
like,
he an
in the
ace?
League. Since he got the fuck away from those guys.
Yeah, he is. I'll say that. Yeah, he's an ace.
He's an ace.
But we need a better pitcher than him to
make
him our number two ace.
Well, you say he's we need better two aces. Better get.
I wish Mo would have said we need three starting pitchers and two aces. That would have been nice.
But Michaelis wouldn't have a job, and you can't have someone take his job.
Nope.
That'd be great if like we brought in Stroman and released Michaelis or traded him. That would be the perfect guy to take Michaelis's job.
Oh my god, I would laugh so hard.
Oh god, Michaelis would.
God, they need, yeah, please offload his fucking contract. I don't think he, can you look up those details of like no trade or not? I don't think you can. Can you?
You have to have like what, 10 in the league, 5 with a team or something like that, or 10 with a team for to get like that right, or you have to have like that clause built in, and I don't think he has that clause built in.
Yeah. Sonny Gray does.
Sonny, yeah, he got a no trade clause put into his contract.
He has a club option for 26. No, 27.
We finally, for our upcoming rotation this year, we have four of the top 10 innings pitch guys from last season. Only one of them was fucking good. So it's, we're bound to get another good pitcher, I think. We just need to sign three more number fives in order to do so.
I just, you know, my thing with Craig is that he's an ace, but in today's game, all the best teams have two like top tier guys typically.
I always thought of him as a number two, and a number two is still an elite pitcher.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but you think about it like, you know, what Texas did. You know, you have like in a playoff run, if you have like two or three fucking dog going for you, like you're winning almost every series.
Work for the Phils too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have Nola and Zach Wheeler. Like that's
so okay. We have Sonny Gray.
Yeah. We have Sonny Gray.
That's it.
I think it also.
I'm not excited at all for that signing. I'll be real.
Kyle Gibson's?
Yeah. I'm just not. Well, I'm not enthused. I don't care if he's a University of Missouri guy.
We got the MLB leader in home runs allowed. We have the MLB leader in. The AL leader in hits allowed and the NL leader.
And the NL. Mm-hmm.
But God damn it, guys.
Well, Michaelis is shitty or pretty, so he's here for his pretty year. Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you see what Lance Lynn said to when I guess he knew that Descalso was signing on as a coach. So
he was fucking with Danny.
Yeah.
He's like, the only reason I signed is so I could fuck with you or something like that. so good. I'm hoping, I think the vibes.
Lance Lynn is me and Josh. Daniel Descalzo is Nick.
Lance Lynn will be you. If we get Manoah, I'll be Manoah. Yeah.
I need the bombshell to drop that Marmol's getting fired and Yachty's getting hired as manager.
I don't want it, man.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yachty's got way more better things to do in Puerto Rico, and I don't.
You don't want it?
No. Why would I want to ruin that guy's like reputation and put us in front of this rabid fucking fan base to hate? People are not going to love him as a manager, like unanimously. I mean, unless he's like truly a god, but that's pretty rare for any first time.
You know, I would agree with you, but a year and a half ago, a tiny little Volpino boy said something similar about like, we need to get Albert Pujols here. And you know what? Me and the rest of the dissidents, the wrong sayers, the fucking pessimist. You know what we said to that little dog? They're going to hate Albert Pujols. They're going to eat him alive. And what happened? What did Albert... He sucked for 2 months. And then vintage...
He hardly sucked. He hardly sucked, dude.
He sucked the first two months.
I mean, he had a handful of bad games.
A handful? He had a handful of
He had two bad months.
But guess what? He finished the year batting over 270.
He did. And he had a...
And hit 23 home runs or whatever the fuck. Dude, that's insane.
Highest OPS since he left the Cardinals. You know what?
Insane.
Gosh, what I'm saying, all right, is listen to this man here.
Well, one's a player and one's a manager. So if you're
putting
much stock in fucking Tony La Russa now, whether he was...
Well, Tony's big thing is he's Italian. That's what hurt him. Oh, so... Yeah. Yeah. He was like, goodbye, but good, but yeah.
Very, like, very greasy.
Yeah, I got the shingle.
Holy shit.
Duncan.
I mean, at the very least, I would like Yachty to either, like, I mean, groom him for it. Like, if you want to make him, like, you know, Triple A's fucking manager or make him a some sort of bench coach or he's traveling with the team, he's doing shit, that's fine.
Well, that's
he needs to be on this coaching staff this year so he can be manager
fine.
Next
I don't
year.
Think he's a manager yet.
Well, that's what Mo... Okay, so when Mo said, we're ready to pull the trigger, we just got to work out something that works with him, what he means is Yachty back home in Puerto Rico is what it is. So, like, to me, like, I'm sure, like, I kind of see Yachty coming here as a specialist, like in like spring training, kind of like
what, like a Jose Oquendo role.
Yeah, what Willie McGee started off as before he joined the coaching staff, and I think that's probably good for him, to come in, work with guys, one, to see if this is something, he'd want to commit full time to, obviously, to see if this is something he wants to pursue, because like. He has his basketball team. He's enjoying retirement. Like, he has, I mean, by enjoying, he still has, you know, he's still like, what, not even 40.
Look, there was no smoke behind that initial rumor. Like, he's coming. And I think it'll be in a bigger position than we think it'll be.
He'll be general manager after Mozeliak leaves.
I wouldn't like that. Then I wouldn't like him.
Yeah,
you know what? Maybe not. Maybe he buys the team.
Yeah.
Maybe he
moves
it
to San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Unalives the DeWitts.
Oh yeah, he does it through sabotage. He gets like a little ninja to poison him.
And then they have no choice but to let Yachty buy the team for put half the price.
Arby's horseradish sauce.
God,
I think like what I think this kind of affords us, and I'm trying to think of it as if I suddenly took over Mo's brain, is that I now have 5 assured pitchers, so let's go get a higher upside guy. And I can kind of buy into like a trade for Tyler Glass now, but again, I don't think we have anything that the Rays want that like we could give up and be okay with for
you
a one.
You see that projected trade where like Herrera?
Oh, that's what pissed Nick off. It was the MLB Nerds guys. We would
that
give
dude
up.
Has been so terrible for years,
bro. Like we just got rid. We just non-tendered Kisner so that way we can make room for Yvonne.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're totally giving that guy up. We're gonna give up Jerpy, our first round pick. After a year in the minor league system, we're gonna give them what else he say? Sujaysi.
It wasn't him.
Liberatore.
I don't know.
We were giving up another like no Graceffo. Sorry, it was Graceffo.
Yeah,
like
it was like 5 guys for a year of Tyler Glass. Now,
listen, if we did that and got Randy Arizona back, I think we do it. This is how
if we got both of them back.
We got to exercise these demons, man.
I don't even want him back.
Yeah, why? I mean,
did you see that? What Bellinger's projected to want?
12 years, $252 million. Yeah,
which is crazy. I mean,
that's not a lot of 21 mil a year, something like that. 22.
Yeah, it's the years thing that is like,
whatever, do it.
Yeah. Well, the guy was fucking cooked, and he had a good year in Chicago. Like he was great last year, but
let me take
he was
a
cooked
look
for
something.
two or three seasons, basically.
2.5
a lot
years,
of it was kind of him.
2020
like,
was injury.
Yeah.
In the World Series, and then 21 was injury. 22, he was just bad because he lost his swing because of the injury, and then he fixed something, I guess. You know, obviously
well,
this year
I was playing at Wrigley a lot too. I mean, let's be real.
The
well,
wind.
Like when it comes to Belly, it's you know he had a concussion, then he had post concussion syndrome after that, or symptoms after that.
So. Bellinger.
Yeah, that he was battling concussions or post concussion symptoms after. So I think that's kind of what like fucked him up in LA, if I'm being charitable about it. But let me take a savant. I don't know. He might be. He's fairly, in terms of batting run value, he's good. But yeah, he doesn't hit. He didn't hit the ball particularly hard. Didn't square it up a whole lot. I don't know. I mean, I think for like a guy like him who plays really good defense, and let's say he posts like a 770, 800 OPS on average, I think like 15 to 20 or even 22 million is probably what you'd pay for a guy of that caliber.
Well, I mean, he's going to
get 12 years.
He's going to get more than obviously the qualifying offer, which has to be around 20 million.
Now. Yeah, he wouldn't be bouncing if he wasn't assured or if he wasn't confident.
12 years is kind of silly. I'd give him 8 for at 22 a year.
Yeah, no, I would do that.
Well, he's 27, 28 years old.
Yep, still under 30.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals need to make a move like that. Why not, dude? He can play first. He can play center. They don't want Newton center. We don't want Tommy in center. They're going to trade O'Neill. They're going to trade Carlson. Newton needs to play left, Walker and right. If you're not trading for Soto, sign Bellinger.
Well, hear me out on this then, because, I mean, I agree. Belly would look good in Cardinal red, but a guy who had, like, a chunk of his career derailed from injury, I don't know if that's the guy we want to bring in to play center. Like if we had like a guy, you know, whether it's Tommy or Newt, that this is our full-time center fielder we commit to. Yeah, sure. Bring in Belly. He plays like a corner outfield spot, endures his health, or he takes over for Goldie.
Mr. Fangraphs, can you look up Tommy Edmonds' like defensive stats in center specifically? Like
they're really good.
They were really good.
See, obviously we all kind of got fatigue last year, and I really stopped watching baseball for the second half.
That's why we talked about pussy so much.
So
he almost died like 12 times.
That too.
Sorry to bring that up. I know that was terrible.
And I keep seeing the Mets writer and the Yanks writer, the Andy Martino guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting fucking. He's getting cooked. So he just did this. Mets remain active, working on another deal. Lower profile player than Severino. Why would you even put out that? Why would you even put that out?
Tommy Edman in center field. He played over 310 innings. He had +2 defensive run saves. And the new big stat is outs above average. He had 6 outs above average and 5 runs above average. He was really good. When it comes to center fielder, it's not about arm or it's speed, it's range.
Yeah.
And like,
he's quick.
Even if you flub, because, you know, we've seen like Harrison Bader make the bad throw or miss or drop a fly ball, but it's just all the balls you get to that a league average center fielder probably doesn't get to. And Tommy has that. We still have his legs.
Well, I mean, I think Wynn needs to get, you know, assuming he has a good spring, I mean, have him be our starting shortstop. Donnie at second, Gorman DHing.
Gorman's going to be a terror. So I'm pretty excited for his upcoming season.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the guy.
Bring back Paul DeJong. I mean, trade. We can get if getting Dylan Cease means we get Paul DeJong back. Are you doing it?
Go on, Atlanta. Go on, Atlanta. Go trade for him.
Like
I tweeted, the Braves have nobody. Who the fuck are they going to trade for Dylan Cease that the White Sox are going to want? That's not going to end in a fucking fleece.
You know, like, I agree with you, but
Dylan
Dodd,
six of their top 10 are fucking right-handed pitchers, first of all.
Yeah. Here
and none of them have touched the fucking majors, I don't think, yet. Am I wrong? I don't know.
I 100% agree with you. It's just that the White Sox are run, or their GM is Chris Getz.
Okay.
He's a fucking imbecile. So,
okay, but listen.
He might trade Dylan Cease. He might trade Dylan Cease for like a pack of peanuts.
They stole from the Angels in that Giolito Lopez trade. Like, they got a lot back for that. So, he's not as dumb as we think he is. He's pretty stupid, but like, what Michael Harris will have to go, Ozzie Albies would have to go, Vaughn Grissom, like one of those three guys, and
Michael
a top
Harris
pitcher.
For them. I mean,
well,
yeah.
Do you want Dylan Cease? Like, bro, because we're talking about giving up fucking
He's like
Tink Hens and Gorman.
Like, yeah, like you know? If the Braves were to trade for Cease, Gats would have to one get completely fleeced.
I don't see
by
it
the Braves, or two, he's taking big league talent from them, and I mean he's not taking like fucking Vaughn Grissom still with
him. I think you think Bryce Elder is the name that's been floated around? You think he's good enough to trade?
No, he's definitely not. He got fucking.
No, they'd be fucking stupid.
Yeah. But again,
I would laugh if it cost Strider. That'd be hilarious.
That would. And then he blows out his elbow, pitching game one.
Would you make that trade straight up?
Strider for Cease?
Yeah.
No. No.
I mean,
one has 4 years of control, the other has one, or, well, two.
Yeah.
So
and right now, I would say Strider's better than Cease.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I'm like, well, how is that going to be?
Cease still has tremendous upside. I mean, he just.
When Strider places top three in Cy Young, I'll say he's better than Cease. How about that?
Didn't.
How about it?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Strider's better than Cease, though.
Mm.
He is. He's better.
Subjective.
I was kind of surprised to see. I know he's out next year, but the Braves getting rid of Kyle Wright.
That was kind of surprising
to the
too.
Royals. I mean, yeah. Dude, Kyle Wright was a stud his rookie year.
20 game winner. Yeah, he's good.
I mean, monster. Like, I don't know, but hey.
Braves need pitching. They need it worse than everyone else. That's what we learned.
Yeah, it's going to be one of these really quiet teams too that just start signing big names and trading for big names, and it's just going to be.
Going to be the Pirates.
The Padres Padres are getting Randy. It's confirmed.
Yeah.
I think I saw something about the Braves and Randy too.
I know, I'm just saying the Padres so he can videotape Mike Schilt in the locker room some more.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's the first. You son of a bitch, Randy. Come over here. Give me some skin, brother blood. You ruined my fucking career in St. Louis. But I forgive you, Randy. You're catching tomorrow. No gear.
It hurts.
And you're wearing a blindfold. And there's not going to be a batter. And the balls are bullets. Okay. Okay. I didn't do Black Israel Mike Schilt whenever he got hired.
Yeah.
Listen up, motherfuckers. Shit's going to change here in San Diego.
I'm the Padre now, bitches.
I'm the father now, bitch.
You call me by my name, Padre.
We're going to meet the Cardinals and the LCS. We're going to kick their fucking ass.
We don't take no shit.
We don't take no shit. Give me some skin, brother. He's just surrounded by Black Israelites reaching out, getting skinned up. Come on, dap your guy up. That's what feel me.
I miss the Mike Schilt ad that was in the beginning of the pod.
Yeah. Satirical so Mike good. Schilt here.
Satirical Mike Schilt.
Just so we were all clear, because I know it's a really good bit. This is not the real Mike Schilt or Hank Hill. This is Tom doing a voice. I should fuck with San Diego radio stations calling me like, we got Mike Schilt on.
Yeah.
What's up, bitch?
I love the fucking 619.
Yeah, I tell you what, John Heyman, if you don't say my team's gonna win the NL West, I'll kill your fucking dog.
And I will fuck you.
Oh God.
I will stuff you in a locker and fart in it.
Feel me.
Feel me.
Jesus. Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah. Just call into every radio station. Like, it's
any publicity is good publicity.
God, it's him again. Yeah. He swears he sounds fucking. Bring him on. What's up? And then they cut it.
Okay, there we go now.
Yeah, no, we can't let him. We can't let him do
that. Man.
Or if the Padres come here, I will dress up like Mike Schilt, glasses, fucking drip and all, and I'm gonna go down there and just cross my arms and just be like, "Sup, twin, took my job." Took my job, motherfucker. Get this man out of here. He's an imposter. He's accusing me. I didn't do a damn thing. I'm the real Mike Chill. We hand Juan Soto a gun. Juan, you got to shoot the false Mike Schilt. He's an imposter. No, I'm the real Mike Schilt. What's Juan going to ask us to be like, the only the real Mike Schilt would know this about me? What would Juan's question be?
All right. Mike Schilt, you a Gold Bond guy or are you a store brand?
Store brand. Give me Kroger's all the way. I'm a great value motherfucker.
God.
And I become this. Okay, we just gave it away. This is where we're going to surprise everyone. This is how I'm going to become manager of the Padres. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
This happens. I lead them to a World Series and like I'm just living a lie as Mike Schilt. I'm going home making love to his wife. Just need to. I love you, baby. She's like, remember that time we fell in love? But yeah, clearly it happened to me.
I would love for you to just dress up as Jamba Zaylock instead. Be like, I play a lot of out of the park baseball. I kind of know what
I think doing. I can do this one. Yeah. I want you to know, John, I led the Cardinals to an 84-78 record, and you led them to 71 wins. So step aside.
Why did Bradshaw just send me this?
Oh, he heard us talking about Mike Schilt. That's why he said that.
Yeah.
I need to play some OOTP. So just kind of get warmed up.
We're in that Baldur's Gate, baby.
We're so dick deep into Baldur's Gate.
I kind of want to like finish the game with you.
Yeah.
Helping me because I got two big ass bosses to fight and
mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
You're scared?
I'm scared.
Oh, no. Are you shaking? Oh, you pee when you do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I also
did you tell Josh about my fucking terrorism on Red Dead?
Yeah. So he's been he got Red Dead, online for the PC, and immediately just spawned in everything that could terrorize the NPCs in it. He's got like
using cheats.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a mod they download. He's just
I bought the game because it was on sale, and then I went to fucking YouTube. I'm like, all right, how to mod this game. And it's fucking awesome.
Dropping in just like albino alligators everywhere. There's an enlarged mod where he turns people to like 12 feet and kills them. He's blasting people away with a fucking 30mm Hotchkiss gun. He's like, look at this, Tom, as he just brutally eviscerates another person.
I went to Guarma, dude, with some incendiary fucking shotgun rounds, just blew everybody's legs off.
Oh, yeah. So if you go there before like the story, they don't fight back. So all these like people he
how
just
get
murdered
to Guarma before the story with
he
that?
Just spawned himself there
with mods with yeah mods. You can visit everywhere. It's insane how much fucking cut material there was, because like there's you can go to Mexico, which didn't render mm-hmm. which is actually pretty funny, but there's supposed to be Mexico like in Red Dead 1, but
yeah, there is. Oh yeah, actually,
yeah, so
Mexico, yeah point. No, they had a they thought about putting it in. They put like the Presidio in it and everything. They just didn't finish it.
I mean, and there's the Rio Grande that like you literally can't cross with your like your horse will die and then you can't swim.
Yeah.
So.
No, Nick turned off the invisible sniper and he just went through and just started butchering everything in New Austin. It was really
fun, cool. Man.
Very yeah. fun. So
you should play Baldur's Gate with me.
You should play. I've been on his ass for it. He's gonna get mad.
Not gonna play it. Like I have watched enough gameplay from everybody that it. It's not enticing to me.
Bro, Josh got so much pussy in the game, bro. He got that drought.
That's
pussy.
Great, dude.
He got that fucking.
I love Red Dead, man. I love Red Dead. That's my game.
He got squished.
I will be playing that game until GTA 6 comes out.
Yeah, when is GTA 6 supposed to
they come out? They have the trailer announcement. The
trailer's supposed to come out next week, maybe Friday. Yeah. That's the second. But my guess, it's going to be probably in the fiscal quarter one. So like.
Oh, yeah. Next year?
Yeah, probably or no, not quarter one. I'm gonna guess September, October of next year,
well,
which is fine.
GTA 5, I think it was in the
and they did that in like yeah September.
Well, yeah, they
went
around like around the holidays too. Nick, how do you feel about the game going woke? Apparently, you can be like non-binary in it. How do you feel about GTA going woke now?
Don't care. Cool.
I wish they give you a gender.
Doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. Just
you
like,
get a gender gun that you shoot anybody. People and change their genders. Yeah, that's how woke GTA is going.
I mean, that's why do you need a gun when you just get a dart gun with the COVID vaccine?
Damn right. Yeah. The old Fauci ouchie is what it is.
Yeah, now we're...
Oh, dude, I hope Aaron Rodgers breaks his ankles.
I was about to say, Aaron Rodgers, Nick, you follow football all the time. How do you feel about Aaron Rodgers coming back? After 79 days after tearing his Achilles.
It's fucking medically impossible.
Yeah.
Like I saw, he either didn't tear his Achilles or like it's medical malpractice.
I think he definitely tore it, but part of me thinks he fucked it up in practice before the season. And also, I just think it's show. They're just going to have him come back, take a couple snaps in practice and be like, all right, well, we're already out of it. So there's no use in running him out there to play. And then Aaron Rodgers be like, yeah, I totally beat all these odds.
Well, I mean,
but they wouldn't let me play, but I totally did that.
I mean, but he also is a pocket passer too, right? I mean,
you still need to drive off that. Well, yeah. We saw like what happened with Joe Burrow with his calf injury.
Fucking Joe Flacco.
I'm not going to believe it until Rodgers completes like a full series with the same or not even same, just like remote mobility they used to have. That's it. I want to see him get fucking hit. If he can get hit or wrapped up like that and get up and not limp around or is clearly see his fucking Achilles snap into his knee, yeah, sure. He can have
Dude,
that.
He's just been in Joe Rogan's cryo chamber the whole time.
That's what it actually is.
Joey Wendell to the Mets.
Joey. Oh, that's a big splash.
That's a funny signing.
Because Joey Wendell was ass cheeks this past year. It's kind of a bummer. So,
sticking in the East.
Man. All right, Nick, who we getting? Is the offseason done? Who we getting?
No, there's going to – obviously, as bad as I want a bat, we're not – they're not going to sign a bat or trade for a bat. I see two relief pitchers and one more starter. That's all.
What starter are you thinking?
Do you want my, like –
Hopeful.
Realistic take, or you want both takes?
Give us both. Give us your delusion.
I want Yamamoto.
You want Yamamoto?
No argument. I feel like they could sign him. Don't care how much. Fucking sign him. Who gives a shit?
And now your delusional take. What is that?
No. That was my delusional take because they probably won't sign him. I legitimately think Manoah is going to be a Cardinal, and I think that it'll be Monty or Stroman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do
because right. they need two more. Matz is getting traded, so.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, they're also high on Zach Thompson, so I think they.
I think that's just. I
mean, that's a high risk, though.
I think it's so fluff that they have to talk good about him. They talk good about Paul DeJong for fucking 5 years. You know what I mean? Well, so it's just like.
But Paul was good for one and a half of those years, to be fair.
Sure.
Nick won't even let me give him one and a half years.
Nope.
I think the next pitcher we pick up is coming by a trade. I think we're probably going to pick up two relievers as well. And then maybe another depth or a competitive piece or a non-roster invite that's going to kind of get us to raise our eyebrows. I don't know if they can offload Matz's contract. Just like
they absolutely will. Because a team can fix him.
I mean, he's cheap. He's going to be 33 in May. Fuck, I don't know.
Such a terrible signing. I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, my God. They had to just fucking jack off before the lockout, dude.
If I'm being honest, for the value we're getting.
So stupid.
For the value we're getting for an $11 to $12 million a year pitcher to pitch in the back of the rotation, honestly, I would just hang on to him and let him pitch.
No,
I think he offers.
You got to offload Michaelis or Matz. You have to.
No one's going to take Michaelis because of the age and the contract. We're riding out Michaelis till the end. Matz is
probably
the youngest of those guys, and his contract isn't that gruesome, so he's the one that's most movable. But like,
well, he's
also better. I think he's better than Lynn and Gibson and fucking Michaelis.
Win Health.
But if you can get, if you can package, if you can package mats with like somebody sexy,
yeah,
you can get
11 to 12.
You can get fucking a high leverage reliever, or you could package mats with, sorry, Josh, Brendan Donovan and Tink Hentz to get Dylan Cease, you know, like that type of shit. The, that won't mean anything to the White Sox, you know. They have a guy that
the thing they
that can pitch in the back of their rotation and eat innings. Cool.
In that hypothetical,
and they get Brendan Donovan.
Yeah, they would be like, we're getting a live arm and Hentz. We're getting Brendan Donovan. And you're only asking that we take on Matts, who can probably give us two decent years to fill in.
Yeah.
Kind of cool that Donnie being moved in a big trade like that, just because we've seen all too often where a guy has a pretty good, very good first year, follows it up with a pretty good second year, but obviously injuries, you know, ended it early. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you sell high on him. I mean, obviously he was still able to hit with his elbow issue, but
if the return is a young electric pitcher with years of control, yeah, I would.
Yeah, that. Like I wouldn't even trade Donovan for Gilbert. No, it'd have to be Kirby. It would have to be Kirby. It'd have to be Kirby. Because Gilbert is nice, but Cease is nicer, and Kirby is the best. So,
yeah,
I mean, that would be an even bigger package. And I think the Mariners would absolutely take Steven Matz because they like their old lefties. But
I think, honestly,
I don't know.
I mean, I'd love to do that. I, from what I've read from the Mariners, is that they're not moving their young core, but they would move Castillo, mainly just out of Montecito.
Oh,
and Castillo's awesome.
Yeah,
get him to St. Louis.
That would be.
He's still young, despite being around for fucking forever. Is he 30?
He's like 31, yeah. But he still
get him to
hard.
St. Louis.
He's still elite.
Get him to St. Louis.
What, 20 mil a year?
Fuck that. Or fucking get Barrios, but he just signed. Never mind.
I mean, Mo pulled off Casillo. That would be.
I would be very happy with that, and I would be fine with giving up Donovan for that.
Yeah.
I would.
I think they would take probably.
That's also Donnie, going all in on Tommy. Like
I'd probably offer.
We're gonna have to pick between one of them.
At yeah,
point. Donnie
well,
or
no,
Edmund.
I mean, if I'm offering the Mariners, because I would offer them Donnie, probably Sue Jay-Z, and then maybe Pete Hansen.
Oh, you can't give up. You can't give up both Donnie and Sue Jay-Z.
They're not gonna go 1v1 trade with Castillo.
No, they won't. But they're not gonna want. Why would they want two utility players?
Because they have a deficit of utility. They would get a guy who's going to come up in the next year or two, and then they would get a guy who...
I think Sajazy's staying for the fact that Donovan's going to get moved.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Who the fuck knows? We don't know. Yeah. And I highly doubt Castillo gets traded anyway. And I highly doubt if he does, he gets traded to the Cardinals. Castillo will go to the fucking Orioles or the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
that's
the Mariners
just my
move
best guess.
According to the MLB reporting that if Blake Snell is interested in going to Seattle, or Shohei Ohtani, then they're going to have to clear off some
dude,
money instead of spending.
We need to talk about the Shohei Ohtani thing, because that what happened. Like someone tweeted this earlier, but like I agree with it. Like we expected a carousel for Ohtani right off the bat, and it has been crickets on that front.
Oh, it's going on. It's just not coming out publicly.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like.
I mean, we didn't get Nolan and Goldie until after the winter meetings.
Sure.
I think, so,
but I'm just surprised.
Henry Kissinger died.
Isn't more
Henry Kissinger than... died?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why Bradshaw sent me the funeral.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, God. All right. Fuck the rest of this episode. Henry Kissinger finally died. Let's go, baby.
True American patriot.
I think that's a good place to end it now. Yeah, I mean, Shohei's waiting for Yamamoto to get signed. Shohei's probably waiting for these pitchers to clear out. And Shohei's going to set his own. He's going to take that and set his price even higher.
Well, we didn't talk about Josh Giddey.
You want to talk about Josh Giddey?
Yeah, dude. Nick, I you've been in on the memes, right?
I'm dunking on him because it's the NBA and it's actually hilarious. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize today that, like, the fucking Thunder have known about this for months. and they have done nothing.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Also, sorry, Bravo. I'm kind of shitting on your team a little bit here. But it's like, okay, they've done nothing. And then apparently in investigations, this chick's family are refusing to, like, comply with the investigation.
Nuts, dude. Nuts.
There's got to be more to the story, but I don't know if more to the story justifies, like, yeah, this 20-something guy's statutory raping your daughter. And I don't care if he's a nice guy or treats her well. That's not cool, man.
Yeah, no, imagine I'd be like, hey, we just met Pete Rose, and we think he's totally down to fuck our kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm just so excited that Henry Kissinger died. So, I mean, I'm devastated. Should we do a moment of silence?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, let's honor Henry Kissinger the only way we knew how. Who's your crumpets?
By mentioning our patron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Crumble Champ.
My Crumble Champ is whatever killed Henry Kissinger.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
My Crumble Champ is probably, you know, you already said it, Joey Wendell. Guy's getting his bag. Good for that guy. Such a mediocre infielder. Respect.
Nick, yours.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'll go on a positive note. Sonny Gray's my Crumple Champ. He killed his presser. Saying all the right things.
He said all the
seems like he'll be an actual good fit here. Glad he didn't go to the Braves.
Or the Reds. The Reds ran on.
Or the Reds. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Who's our the patrons? Patrons.
Richie.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Jeff. Cran.
Jeff.
Cran.
Jeff 4.
Alex.
6.
Nick.
7.
Fucking Jay.
8.
Eight, so, baby.
Yeah, we still at 8?
Yeah.
Well, we have Hunter. Ooh. And
we have Hunter and Charlie and Tanner and Bryce and Kyle and Keith and Richie too.
Yeah.
And
whoa.
And
Dutch
and Tyreekus. That's who we
got. We got Dutch.
We got Dutch.
Arthur.
We got Arthur. Can't get one more score. Fuck you, Dutch.
Hey, we should thank listeners though. Our Spotify Wrapped was pretty cool.
Yeah, even if you're not a patron, we thank you.
4% the last year.
Under 4%.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We broke top 100 in baseball briefly last week.
Yeah.
We're 99.
We do nice.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Wait, we broke top 100 last week?
Yeah, we I just got an email. We're 99.
2024 is the year of the worst fans. Man, tell you that much.
We're eventually gonna get this shit together.
We're on the precipice of
a busting out,
making some noise in the MLB media world. I feel it.
Yeah. Also, you guys should follow our TikTok because we've got plans to start posting more shit on the top
and the Instagram. We got to get the Instagram popping.
Oh, yeah, I mean, same thing. We're gonna post videos.
Just the idea of us like getting interviewed like on a radio show. It was like, well, you know what? We need a guy to come in, crack a few jokes, and say a few slurs. Everyone, give it up for Josh from Worst Fans in Baseball Podcast.
So, a couple Christmases ago, we played this bingo game with my friends, with my lesbian friends.
It was last New Year's, and I fucking won.
Are we playing it again? This
We should. We might need to make, honestly, without going out very much, I don't really.
Well, you can't do the guy that, you know, he got fired.
Yeah.
Allowing a shooting to happen. So
Big Ed, RIP. But, you know, you let a shooting happen at a bar with multiple victims. So,
you know, if he was a cop, he would have got promoted if he liked that.
So. Well, that was always like a bit like if I ever like if we did like an open mic in Cape, I'd be like, that shooting at Hot Shots, while terrible, that's like the best shooting that ever happened.
How about that?
The police were there within like literally 2 minutes.
Kramer.
No one died. Also, like, one of the shittiest bars in town got a bad rep for a while.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's go. We all win. So. Hey, there's Ginger. Guys, we did the crumbles. Look at them toes. Look at them beans. Who are we fucking tonight?
We haven't done a fucking in a while.
I know. We've done all these stupid.
Fuck the NBA. Interviews.
Fuck the NBA and Josh Giddey.
I mean, fuck Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not 16, so I can't fuck Josh Giddey. Yeah, I say just like fuck the writers in general. Not our boy Gould or any of the local guys.
Yeah.
Well.
No, but I'm just sick of saying nothing every day and very dumb takes. Like,
unfortunately, they have to fucking open their mouths.
The off season's designed this way. Yeah, they want people talking about baseball all year round. I know.
Why can't they?
Too bad. Well, stop having so many fucking months in between the off season, then, if you want to talk about
200 game season.
Why can't
start it in February?
Write an article about his brother's massive dick.
Like, yeah, why can't John? Zent
why
do
can't
that?
They go the worst fans route?
I didn't. Why can't Jim Hayes do that?
Yeah,
you know, he could do that.
I am here with my wife.
Jim Hayes.
They call me
about
the cat.
Cool
they
dog.
Called my. They called me the cat. They called my brother the donkey.
I am here with Lance Lynn, and my penis is engorged.
The horse.
I am currently. Very intrigued about what you're bringing to the team this year, Lance, and you know,
and Lance, 5 cheeseburgers and 3 Bud Lights deep.
We need to whenever we need to go to a game, Lance starts and bring a 55 burgers, 55 fries, 55. Yeah, we need to bring a sign that says that with Lance Lynn's face next to it.
Riverside Comedy, the LLC, should like get a business like credit card, and then we can just charge it. And then declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
He already has that.
I should have done PPP loans with that. I'd still kind of kick myself for that. Oh, well. Guys, I don't know. We love you all. Have fun. Fuck Josh Giddey in the offseason.